Well, there's the fanfare. That means it's time for another movie review with Matt Olien. Matt, I watched the trailer for this, and it looks pretty action-oriented. Tenet?
Yes, Tenet, directed by Christopher Nolan of Inception, Memento, Interstellar, Dunkirk fame. He likes one-word titles.
Right.
He also likes time travel. He's quite obsessed with time travel and alternate universes, and I'll get to that in a moment. This was the film that Nolan resisted throughout COVID to stream it. A lot of other people went streaming. Yep, I'm going to put my film on Netflix or Prime.
Oh.
He says this has to be seen on the big screen. So
the
he
reviews,
waited. And he, yeah.
Yeah, one of the reviews said, see on the biggest screen
yes.
possible.
And it does need to be seen on the big screen. So he waited and waited and waited and finally chose Labor Day weekend. And it made $20 million. That, in a normal year, on a Labor Day weekend, I think a Chris Nolan film probably does $75, $80
million. Yeah.
So you have to say, you know, again, seven people in the theater when I went, limited seating, so $20 million is probably a pretty good weekend. I think they have to be pretty satisfied with that considering some hot spots going on in the nation and things
sure.
like that. As for the film, this plot was under top secret for months. People couldn't get a sense of what the film was about. Nolan was very secretive of it. Basically, it's a James Bond film meets time travel. That's essentially what it is.
Yeah.
There's a plot about plutonium. There's always like plutonium or nuclear weapons, right, in a Bond film.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's also this time travel situation with bullets that can come backwards. And there's a lot of really interesting things that have to do with that. And essentially, John David Washington from BlacKkKlansman fame and Robert Pattinson, who plays British intelligence in this, they kind of team up to try to find the guy who is doing this strange time travel situation, which involves going into the future and then knowing what people are going to do because you've seen the future and then affecting the past. And it's very complicated.
Yeah.
The first scene in the film is incredibly hard to follow. It's a big assault at an opera house in the Ukraine. The final scene of the movie is really hard to follow. It's so difficult to tell who's in forward time, who's in backward time. And I think Nolan gets a little obsessed with it throughout the film. In fact, his obsession with time travel is wearing a little thin on me with Interstellar and Inception and things like that and parallel universes. And I think basically it's an espionage film with Chris Nolan's obsession with time travel. Now, parts of it work. There's some great set pieces. There is a chase scene on a highway that is just phenomenal. I mean, it is French Connection, Bullet, that kind of great kind of chase scene, especially when you have cars moving backwards and forwards depending on which part of this time travel our hero is in. Kenneth Branagh plays the Russian arms dealer. There's always a bad Russian, right, in a Bond film or an espionage. Branagh does a great Russian accent. Elizabeth Debicki, very nice performance as his kind of kept wife who cannot stand him, but there's reasons that she can't leave him. And, of course, our espionage folks are trying to help her. So that's essentially the plot. A lot of great set pieces. But, again, with a lot of Nolan films, the sound design is maddening. He loves to have the music on full bore during some scenes where there's talking. And I would say one-third of the dialogue in this film is incomprehensible. I could not understand it. Now, when things are quiet, when it's just like a dinner party scene with Branagh and John David Washington, you can hear what they're saying. But too many times, and I know Nolan likes to do this, the sound design is so heavy that it's hard to hear the dialogue. So I left the theater slightly disappointed. I wanted to like this film a lot more than I did. Look, the production values are off the charts. Washington and Robert Pattinson have great chemistry, but you don't really get that emotional connection to the characters. I think that's, if there's one criticism of Nolan's films, it is this kind of Stanley Kubrickian style, almost like he's a chess master controlling the board, and you never quite get involved in the characters from an emotional point of view. You do with the Elizabeth Debicki character because of her wanting to see her son, and Branagh is trying to keep her from seeing her son. But overall, I thought it was kind of an emotionless film. It's technically wonderful, needs to be on the big screen. I'm not saying people should not go see it, but I was slightly disappointed, I have to say.
Well, I read another review that called it a Bond film on acid, and I'm sure you're aware that one of their critiques of the Bond films is that there's a stunning lack of diversity in who gets to play James Bond. And so are we looking at an alternative to James Bond if you're looking for a Bond that isn't just a white guy?
Yeah, so I like that. And of course, Bond is white and male in the books, so that's why he has been that way. But certainly there could be some variances of that in the future. So, but John David Washington, I think that was good casting. I think it's good casting to have a black CIA agent. Pattinson fits more the Bond guy. He's very good with the one-liners and things like that. Yeah, I think that was good casting by Nolan, maybe a little ahead of his time, going with a black secret agent. We don't see that a lot. There was a lot of rumors about Idris Elba, who's probably aged out of the Bond role now because it's taken so long to get the Daniel Craig fifth film going. But yeah, I like the casting of John David Washington.
Well, the director, of course, has been nominated for some Academy Awards. Can you name all of them?
So I believe he was up for the screenplay award for Memento back in 2001, the producing nomination for Inception in 2010.
That was original screenplay and best picture.
Yeah, so picture would be the producing.
Oh, gotcha.
I forgot about screenplay.
Oh, yeah.
And then for Dunkirk, directing and producing.
Yes, best picture, best director for Dunkirk. There
you
go.
He has not won an Oscar yet.
Well, that kind of knowledge, that commitment, that is the kind of storytelling and intriguing information that you tune to Prairie Public for. And we are in our fall member drive. And Matt, you know, we've had a couple segments on with you lately with our own Scott Prebis. And I love the feedback that we have been getting from our audience to just have two people who are almost insane in their level of knowledge. What you know about the film industry and what he knows about the music industry and coming together. We love to have experts and people who are passionate on, and you are supporting that when you give us a call at 800-359-4145, 1-800-359-4145. Your sustaining donation in any amount makes everything that you hear on Main Street possible.
Yeah, so those were great segments to do with Scott, and of course, Hans Zimmer came up in the discussion. And we have some very good premiums here, Ashley. If you pledge at $7.50 a month or $90 per year, you get Hans Zimmer, The Classics on CD. And he's a great film composer. If you want a New York Times or Washington Post subscription, The Times is $20 a month or $240 per year. That's the rate for that. The Washington Post, $15 a month or $180 a year. If you want to get The Washington Post and The New York Times, those are great things to have, and those are great premiums. And yes, stay informed with The Times and The Post, and enjoy Hans Zimmer, The Classics on CD. And I hope Scott and I can do some more of those shows. You know, maybe when the Oscars come out and we have some song nominations or score nominations, we can rifle through those. But I think that gives people a sense of the diversity and,
yes.
and the things we do here on the radio division of Prairie Public. It's news, it's information, it's you interviewing authors or whoever. And it's Scott and I talking about film composers. So you have a lot of stuff going on. Mike Olson's music show, very different from Scott's show that he does, but there's something for everyone. So call 1-800-359-4145.
Yeah, it's kind of like turning the channel, but you don't have to actually do that work because that array of news that comes at you every day with Morning Edition and All Things Considered, the depth of the reporting alone, regionally, nationally, internationally, and of course, everybody doing the work very differently now as we are in the middle of a global pandemic. And then when you need a break from that, we have a show like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me or Away with Words. Whatever is your reason for supporting Prairie Public, we'd love to hear from you now. When you call 1-800-359-4145 and make your donation, then let us know why you support this station. You can also go online to prairiepublic.org. Dakota Datebook is next.